as part of the deal at the end of last year to continue tax cuts for people earning less than $450,000 a year, lawmakers postponed a series of sweeping budget cuts. Now they're back to the drawing board as the March 1st deadline for those spending cuts approaches. But instead of cutting services that are relied on mostly by lower-income and middle-class Americans, Shelby Selesky, a USF junior, wants the government to look for new ways to earn money.
Big cap corporations are going without paying their fair share taxes while hardworking Americans are giving every cent that they possibly can to not only take care of their families, but now take care of the federal government and make sure that Social Security is still there and Medicare and Medicaid, when I'm sure a lot of those people are recipients of themselves. You know, the poor are paying more while the rich aren't feeling it the way we are.
The plan hashed out during fiscal cliff negotiations at the end of last year also increased payroll taxes. Dustin Ponder works part-time loading packages into trucks for UPS. He said he can't afford the loss.
Myself and all my coworkers, we just took a 2% pay cut. Our payroll tax went up 2%, and I only make about $200 a week. So, you know, that's a huge amount out of my paycheck that goes to my daily needs, food, paying rent, car insurance, things like that.
Lawmakers agreed to temporarily let the government borrow more money, even though it exceeds the set debt limit. But that did little to wane bickering between Democrats and Republicans over government spending in Washington. Ponder said he doesn't think there should even be an argument.
I think it's an artificial crisis that, you know, they've put out as a means to justify cutting these services and raising taxes on working people. I think a bigger question right now is unemployment, good-paying jobs for Americans. If you solve those problems, we'll have solved the debt crisis.
Republicans want spending cuts, but Kevin King, political director for the group People Improving Communities Through Organizing, said that could come back to haunt the GOP.
The Republican Party is going to have to be real careful here, because this is the party that has tried to have the mantle of national security and defense for so long. There are a lot of defense cuts and sequestration. So there's going to be a bit of game playing going on, and as it always is in Washington, who can call, who's bluff and whatnot. But sequestration is definitely on the table. It's a scary thing, too.
Increasing individual taxes isn't the only way to boost revenue and avoid the spending cuts, which Washington insiders call sequestration. Former Florida Representative Rick Kreisman, a Democrat, said the senators and members of Congress need to look at fairness.
That's closing loopholes. That's collecting the and stopping giving the tax breaks to the oil companies that are making record profits. It's telling companies like GE, we're glad you're making a profit, but you know what? You need to pay your fair share of taxes, too. I think until you do those things, to start talking about cuts to Medicare, to Medicaid, to Social Security is not right. It's not fair. It's morally wrong.
The two legislative branches have a track record for putting decisions about the budget off until the last minute. Kreisman said he hopes a deal is reached that avoids painful spending cuts.
But, you know, when you hear some of the positions that our elected officials are taking, it makes you really pause and be concerned that we're just going to kick the can again.
The $1.2 trillion across-the-board cuts would spread among domestic programs and military spending. Entitlement programs like Social Security would be exempt. If the mandatory spending cuts happen, some lawmakers expect major job losses. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.